When you're giving a blowjob with morning breath,
He's
can
not gonna
smell it.
smell it. I just changed into a G-string and I was like walking around home naked, and he was like, and I'm like, yeah. And I was like, a loud fart that doesn't smell during sex, or consistent silent farts that smell of hummus. And probably like in the morning time, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm really feeling it.
We need to buy apples, peanut butter, anal missionary, blah, 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 blah.
Diana, go sit at the bar and give people eyes.
Whoever comes to that, like, is not who I want to hook up with. Hi guys, welcome back to the O Collective Just Like You podcast, where Diana, Wingsy, Simone, and Eden, we are starting a series called Let's Get Real to share our stories around the topics that we are often too shy to speak about. Eden, the first question is for you. It's gonna be a warm-up. Sex without showering or sex without brushing your teeth?
Maybe sex without brushing my teeth.
Oh, have you ever done it? Of course you've done it.
Yeah, and I also saw a tip online that if you're giving a blowjob, it's best to not brush your teeth before giving blowjob, because apparently when you brush your teeth, you're gonna open up a lot of like pores inside your mouth. And once you give head, there's a higher chance of bacteria getting into your mouth after you brush your teeth. So I would choose not brushing my teeth and give head.
It's the
Oh
same
my
as
God,
like
this is
drinking orange juice. You can't drink orange juice after brushing your teeth either, right?
why, what happens? Your teeth turn orange?
No, like
No,
it
the taste is
damages
really
the animal.
bad.
But it also damages the animal, right? Or like
Yeah.
when you drink something
Yeah.
sour, vinegary.
Oh, acidic.
Maybe the sperm does that as well. All right.
But like morning breath is so bad.
Well, you can
Me.
only choose. It's either brushing your teeth or not showering.
But
Not
at
showering
least you can
also
feel pretty
means not.
bad. Oh, you can just be like,
When you're giving a blowjob with morning breath,
he's
can
not gonna
smell it.
smell it.
You are. So it's like, how do you keep the
How do you smell
motivation
your own
going?
morning breath?
When your saliva and everything is like on his dick.
Sorry, it's just gonna go on the dick and go in my vagina. That's it. I'm not gonna smell it. I'm not gonna be like giving head and be like,
Know. All right,
if
let's
I'm not
carry on.
showering and I'm not brushing my teeth, like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it. I'm not thinking that much.
All right, Diana, no more sex with your partner or no more masturbation?
I would choose no more masturbation because you can always have your partner and it's a much more deep engagement.
All right, Wings, sex with someone you love, but bad and bad, or sex with someone who is amazing, but that you hate?
Number one, because the more you practice, the better it
No,
gets.
you
So
only
it's
have
your.
one. You only have one. Like, this is the one-time sex, and then you die.
So one time sex, then you die. Oh, then oh, the one time sex that you die. Oh, then number two. If it's prolonged in a longer period, then number one. If I'm gonna die the next day, maybe it's number two.
Eden, sex with a 21-year-old or sex with a 55-year-old?
Maybe a 55-year-old. I've never had sex with a man that's like that much older than me. So maybe I'd give it a try.
Have
And
you
he's
had
probably going to be experienced.
sex with somebody who's like 10 years younger than you are?
Well, I've had sex definitely with a 21-year-old when I was 21-year-old, but I've never been 55-year-old to have sex with a 55-year-old. So be a new experience.
Diana, sex with an Asian or sex with a Caucasian person as an Asian?
Ooh.
This one I actually want to hear from everybody here.
Statistically, from my own sampling, I would say Caucasian, but there's a difference between being Asian and Western Asian. Like local Asian and Western Asian is very different. So, Western upbringing, I would say, not specific to their ethnicity.
In my life, sex with a Caucasian person, but I would like to try sex with an Asian person.
See spank or choke.
Spank or choke? Choke.
Eden.
Spank.
Diana.
Spank.
Really?
I love both, but I love a good spank.
Okay.
How hard? 1 to 10.
Oh, 10 for sure. I always ask for harder and I can't.
Yeah.
They respect me too much.
No, I think a lot of people can. Like, it's like
you need to like buy this glove with like spikes on it.
Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Eden, sex at IKEA or sex at a crowded beach?
Maybe IKEA. I feel like a crowded beach is just going to be like packed with kids and get sand up the vagina. Like,
so realistic. Oh. Thinking about the kids, I would just be thinking, what is a nicer place to have sex? I don't even think about the people around me.
But I'm thinking like crowded. When I immediately think of crowded beach, I think of like China Beach.
Like and family. That's not IKEA. At least IKEA, you have beds, you have like closets. It's still kind of anonymous and private, whereas the beach is the beach.
100% IKEA. Like, sex on the beach is like, the thought of it is really sexy, but the logistics in real life is not.
Sand up your butt.
Just sand everywhere.
I did have sex at the beach last month, though.
Oh.
And?
Thailand.
You love it?
It was nice. I was back in Taiwan and we had a secluded beach. There's literally no one there. And so we just had sex. It was a super quickie.
Ida, next one. Talk about feelings or talk about dinner?
Feelings. Ooh. I love to talk about feelings.
You're so not Asian. Wings.
Initially, I wanted to say dinner, but I know the right answer is feelings.
It's not about the right answer. It's not about the right answer.
I know, but when you're sitting at home and you're like, you know, you had a hard day, you have dinner, and you're like, oh, talk about feelings or talk about, Then I'm like, oh, dinner is nice. Let's just not talk about feelings now. Let's find a, need to prepare for that moment.
I feel like as an Asian person, you just cannot talk about feelings, but maybe that's just me. Right? Diana.
Dinner.
Last one, Eden. Fart from vagina during sex or your partner farts from their butthole during sex?
Oh, definitely fart from vagina. It feels kind of good, actually, because you can feel the air coming out. It's like so interesting.
I don't know if it feels good, but 100% queefing is way better than out of the ass when you're having sex because it's such a natural thing that would happen.
Yeah, but it's like either it's you and it might be a new person and then you queef, or it's him or her and it's the other person. So the shame is on them.
Like, but once I hear a fart, I smell a fart, I'm just turned off immediately. Yeah. If I hear a queef, I'm like, yeah, let's go at it. Like,
yeah,
there's a reason why.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. If it's like a queef, you're like, oh, okay, because we're like in action creating this air sound. But like a fart is because your own body is coming out. That has nothing to do with the moment.
And then you probably wonder.
The person can be super excited as well. It's just like leaving the body.
But who farts and still feels sexy afterwards? It's really hard.
So I had this once during, not me, but my partner. He farted during sex and pretended nothing happened. And I'm like, are you gonna pretend nothing happened? And then he started laughing and I'm like, you really literally just pretended nothing happened. It was a super loud fart. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you smell it?
No, I didn't smell it. It was like no smell fart, but it's like like this really noisy one. And I'm like, I'm just lying there. Like, you just kind of pretend he didn't hear anything, like nothing happened. It was quite funny.
Okay, then I have a question.
Sorry, Eden, go ahead.
Okay, then I have a question to then you guys. A loud fart during sex or silent? Oh, a loud fart that doesn't smell during sex or consistent silent farts that smell of hummus during sex.
Hummus? Why hummus? This is so
because I guess like beans, like what you make hummus with, like what are they called? Chickpeas. Yeah, chickpeas are super gaseous and they make you like fart a lot.
But no, like one loud
I want to level up.
Okay, fine. Three loud farts that doesn't smell, or five silent farts that smell like
lactose intolerance.
Which one?
Asians are lactose intolerant. Okay.
Oh, and he's very hot.
I would go with the loud because whoever's doing the fart just cough or grunt really loud so that you like try to overcompensate the flatulent sound.
Like a moan.
Okay. Ah!
Yeah, like
wanks.
Easy, number one. Like if you're having sex and it smells like garbage next in the bedroom.
Okay. I have a follow-up question. Oh wait, sorry.
I would go for the smell. Like I'm so sensitive to smell, I would like totally turn off.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you would go with the loud fart.
The loud fart. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't smell it, it's fine. I think it's okay. It's just hearing. I can get over that.
I have a follow up. So if you do fart, what do you do? What would you do in that?
I would be like Winksy's partner. Just pretend nothing happened. Like Winks? It's in your head.
I would also pretend nothing happened. The thing is also with my partner, I ask about it. I told him again after a while and he couldn't even remember it that he did it. So probably after a while you just forget about it that it happened.
Yeah.
Eden, what about you?
Selective memory.
I think I'll just, I mean, it's not like it's never happened before. I just kind of be like, oh!
So it has happened before, Eden. Farting during sex.
Those were the icebreakers. We're now going into a little bit more serious questions. Eden, how to initiate sex?
I don't know. I'm always like, hey.
This move?
Or I've done something this week. I literally just, I came home. I was wearing, the sloppiest clothes. But I came home, I showered, and then I changed my underwear. I just changed into a G-string and I was like walking around home naked. And he was like, and I'm like, yeah. or I would create anticipation. Probably in the morning time, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm really feeling it.
Can you say it?
Later tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd say it. And then I think the whole day, then you're kind of thinking about it because you've kind of mentioned it. And once you said it, you can't pull back because you gotta do it.
Well, sometimes I say it in the mornings and I just fall asleep in the evenings. That's me.
Happen.
All right. Any others?
I go for the thigh rub, the upper thigh rub. Anywhere. If we're in public, if we're at home, whatever, the upper thigh rub. And then just slowly getting them hard is a great way to start. Because once they're hard, they're like, all right, let's go.
How about them initiating sex on you? How would you want to see that?
I also think every day could be different. It could be you're making out and then all of a sudden it's let's do it. Or the morning spoon.
Yeah.
Or like
that was usually a common.
Or I also really the striptease.
Oh, they striptease.
With that music too? That you're making yourself? Not even turned on.
Eden will be beatboxing.
Yeah, I also feel just casual start is making it fun. It's just it's nice. Making it ha, 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 let's do it. And then you get in bed and then you kind of then slowly get into the mood.
Cute. All right, next one. Winksy, what makes someone good in bed?
Someone who can read the moment and the body language. I feel that's really important. Because sometimes you also have these moments when you're, for example, with someone that's not so good in bed. They do things and they're all the wrong things for that moment. It's this is not the moment to choke someone, or this is not the moment to have soft and calm sex. I think it's important that someone can read the moment and read the body language to me.
Communication.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So adult again.
Just checking in. I think that's always a good partner is when they're aware of what's their surrounding, which is similar to Winksy's response, which is being oh, do you like this? Or what do you want? Because building the confidence within each other to be able to say it out loud. I think the problem is a lot of times the person will ask, but we're too shy to say what we really want in the moment. So confidence in communication.
Though I also noticed that sometimes when you say it during sex, it can in the future lead to better sex, but at the moment itself, it's a little bit like, oh.
You're not doing good. And then you're not in the moment anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like in that situation, then it's like, or at least the way I see it is like up to me to be able to communicate what I want in that moment to them. And that will make them a better partner in that moment too. Like if I just want them to eat me out, then just say it. Don't be shy.
Confidence. I think confidence. Yeah,
like a finger up the ass, like just say it.
Next one is for Eden. How have you spiced up your sex life lately?
Maybe like planning, making time, having fun, doing stuff that you both individually like doing. Also just like feeling good about yourself. Like one, you have to work out. Like if one, when we both work out, then we're like always on it. We work out, we stretch, we sleep enough, then yeah, our sex life immediately gets like spicier. Planning is more like, oh, hey, like, you know, you create anticipation. And then, yeah, time. Time is like you have to make time up. Like if you have the desire or like you have the motivation to want to do it, then you have to make time out to do it. Just like a workout. But again, like not like a workout. Maybe that's also not the right answer. That's more like how to get sex going. Perhaps spicing things up would be more like creating eroticism in life, in our relationship. Like us, because we've been in relationship for almost 5 years now. It's like we fucking love being close to each other all the time. Like I think we can be glued like 24/7.
Yeah, I've seen
but
that.
We also know that yeah, but that's when we are so glued, then we need to be like creating that distance. But even for us, it's like just being a few hours apart is like, oh my God, I want to be home and going back to them. So like creating that distance and then coming together again was really nice to help spice things up.
I think for me now, I'm in a long distance relationship.
Since one day? What are you talking
about? It's not
no,
it's a month already.
Oh, okay.
It's a month already. But I do notice that when you create distance, you get a chance to miss each other. So it creates room to explore it create room to build tension.
Oh, you guys, we all need to have long distance relationships. So just move away from our partners, it seems. What?
No.
No, I just need like well 2 hours. Okay, we're going to the next question. Diana, how do you talk dirty to your partner?
I think because I've probably done more long distance situations than physically together for a very long time, like via text is always such a good way to keep it spicy and like, you know, talk dirty. And also because you don't feel as shy, I think, when you're texting versus when you physically are saying it. But then it also like when you text it enough, then you build your own confidence to physically be able to say it face to face. So I think it's like always really good to drop little like eggs, like even if you're not long distance, to be honest, just like throughout the day, if you're just like, fuck, I really want you to fuck me right now. Or like, I'm so wet waiting for you. You know, like that type of buildup is always like a really good way of talking dirty.
Eden, what is the dirtiest text that you've sent your partner?
I guess I can't wait for you to come on my face.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Solid 7.
Nice.
Winksy, this one is for you. How do you talk to your partner about sexual desires?
Through text. Exactly what Diana says. Less shame when you do it through text.
I also think it's a really good way if you guys have like a shared like diary or just like notes that you guys can, both of you can see and just list out the things you both want to do. Then you can have like your hard no's and your yeses. And then slowly it's like seeded in your minds now. So you're like all preparing. You don't know, you don't have to plan for when it happens, but at least it's like in your mind and it's there and you can do it whenever. And it's,
you know, that we have an Excel list for everything, literally everything. I have a to-do app. The groceries, our future kids' names, what hobbies we need to do together. I've never put like my desires in there, but there should be a header of this is what we're going to do this weekend. And then I'm just going to list out like 5 bullet points in there.
But you don't have to give yourself a timeline. I think that creates, or only if it works for you.
There's no timeline.
Like, yeah.
That's
like
a good one.
I think you know what would make Simona turned on? What is the most played or most used sex position, most searched sex position? And then leverage that and have her input the highly used sex position on the to-dos.
Isn't that just a missionary? The most used sex position?
That's a word. Maybe doggy. I don't know. I'm just thinking about how you normally operate. What turns you on? These are the highly searched topics.
Top keywords.
Keywords.
On SEO, we see that people are looking for missionaries. So I'm going to do missionary today.
Missionary.
I can already imagine him going into that app saying, oh, we need to buy apples, peanut butter, anal missionary, blah, 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 blah.
And maybe KPIs. I think that will also be
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love
What's the KPI of the week, Squirt?
Let's have a CV together, Edgar, after our sex session. Love it.
I think the laundry
is already getting me turned on right now. Maybe I can be
excited
about this.
Yeah.
This is a question I think just for you all, whoever comes up with an answer. What are signs that a relationship is unhealthy?
I think when they're just making you feel crazy. That's like my stopping point, actually. And probably something that I also still need to work through is like, if they're just like making me so crazy and not be nice and putting more stress than they are making me happy, then I feel like that's really unhealthy. For me, like also it's about, I let so many things go. So it's for me to define like better boundaries, because when boundaries are pushed, like things become very, very unhealthy in the relationship.
I have a question. Where do you draw the boundary between you making yourself crazy versus actually them making you crazy? Because sometimes I confuse myself. Sometimes it's just in my own head and I know it, but then I make it feel like I'm almost like gaslighting them that they're making me crazy.
Right. I don't know. That's like a very tough question because...
Isn't it just the feeling that you get, that the feeling that you're getting, that you think it's crazy, that they're making you crazy? If you already have this feeling, it means that, okay, they're not giving you the comfort of feeling.
Yes and no, because sometimes I also feel like it can also be in your own head. Like someone can be giving you a lot of comfort, but you don't perceive it that way, or in your head, you think differently about it. I think it's not an easy question to answer.
Yeah.
Any other signs that you think indicate a relationship is unhealthy?
Well, there's secrets, a lot of secrets, I guess. Like things that you feel like you're keeping to yourself, or you feel like your partner is keeping to themselves and feel like they cannot communicate with you, then I feel like that's unhealthy.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast yesterday, and it was about some coaching podcast, and there was a woman saying that she really wanted to do something next to her job, or actually just quit her job, but her partner didn't let her, or he said, you should stay home and take care of the kids. I think that's better. And the woman, respecting that, she felt that was showing respect towards her partner. You don't go out just doing something that you like. You take your partner's opinion into consideration. So eventually she didn't do anything. She didn't do anything that she wanted to. But I think that's a sign of an unhealthy relationship. Because you could pose the question the other way around. Like, is he not doing anything that you don't like? And probably that's a no. Is he like every Saturday going out with his friends, or at the golf court? Or if you don't like it, does he not do it?
So they were saying, because they think it's unhealthy if they let their partner do something that they don't like, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a...
Yeah.
That's not unhealthy. If I didn't like doing something, but they do, I'd be like, go fucking do it so you don't have to bother me. Because I think that builds like resentment, right?
Yes.
If you're like, oh, I can't do this thing because they don't like it, and I can't do it by myself either, then I would be like blaming them for my unhappiness in that moment. I also think one, which I think a lot of people do, and at least for me, I feel like that's a boundary crossed when you're in a very dangerous area. And it's not that you can't come back from it, but when you check each other's phones. when you're like going deep into the phones, checking messages. And it goes back to Eden's like thing about trust and like little lies or whatever, not sharing. I think that's a fine line when you actually start having that behavior.
Have you ever,
like, trust broken?
Have you ever checked your partner's phone?
I have, for sure. And that's when I was like, oh, like, what am I doing? Like, this is clearly not okay. In my books, at least that's how I feel. That is like starting to be warnings.
I've done it as well with Edgar in the beginning of the relationship. Like, frantically, I would get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
That was in the beginning of a relationship. I didn't even need to put an alarm. I was just so paranoid in my head that I would get up like naturally wake up at 3 and like, okay, it's time to pick up his phone, take his phone, go to the bathroom, and then just like go through the messages.
Wouldn't he wake up?
Nah.
Has he ever caught you?
Nah.
Did you tell him now?
He knows. Yes.
Did he say?
Well, he gave me reason to. We were doing long distance. It was like in the first year that we just met, and he was doing an internship in South Africa and I was in Germany. So we're like also super far apart. And then on Facebook, I saw him being with this girl the entire time. And he was like, yeah, she has a boyfriend and we're just friends. And I didn't trust that. I still have resentment towards that girl.
Wow.
But did anything happen? Did you see anything in the text messages?
No, the texts were like emotional, like in the way of like, oh, you're such a good friend and we had a really good talk and blah, blah, nothing that I, no. I like, you guys know Edgar, you know, he's a genuine guy. Like now if he says we didn't do anything, I believe him. Like the trust is there. Back then I was just a paranoid bitch. Super paranoid, super, super, super paranoid. Like there's no partner where I have not checked their phones off.
Whoa, that is intense. Whoa.
Yeah, coming clean here. I do need to give you the context that my first partner or my first person that I had a relationship, he was a serial cheater. Just like every week there would be someone else. And then he just be gaslighting me. No, there's nothing, just you. At the end of the day, I'm here with you, aren't I? That's a sign of an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, that's like that, not a good.
And then you're starting to doubt yourself. You're like, oh, but that's true. At the end of the day, he's here. So it doesn't really matter where he's at the rest of the day.
That's gaslighting 101 for sure.
Yeah, dated a guy like that as well. Fucked up.
Okay, on to the next. We can all think of one nudge for each other. Okay, the three of us, what is the nudge for Diana that we need to check in on with her next week and that she needs to try out this week?
I think Diana just needs to have sex. She hasn't had sex in so long.
I need to like have sex with like a human being, not myself.
Literally.
Yeah.
But I don't think that should be my nudge, because then that's like, I'm just making decisions based on just like checking off the box of it versus like wanting to do it with that person.
Maybe you should go on a few dates.
Yeah, like I think that's feasible.
Two dates at least. Let's make it easy.
One week.
It's 7 days. What are we talking about? A drink.
None of us have that much time in general. One is
Dana,
like a lot.
You don't work at Nike anymore.
Just like
We work at the O Collective every single day till 12 a.m. too.
We give
so.
You no
go
they
for lunch
you right now. We're giving you the freedom to go out for 2 days, and you put it on your agenda. Dates,
it's
huh?
Not
dates.
Really- I don't want to do two. I can do, I think one is like a really hard goal for me already. Right. So I would try to manage this.
One date it is. Okay, cool. We're going to check in. Well, let me just write this down.
What if I can't like get that person to go out with me?
You can find another person.
Yeah.
It's
like what if person. What if it's no, but not one, but like multiple. What if it's like multiple people?
You keep
just,
on hitting it. No, you keep on getting at it. There's a conversion rate. Again, here in Excel, there's a format to it. There's going to be conversion. Like, then you haven't tried hard enough yet. Like, just, yeah. Like 100 people, 1% conversion rate is one person.
Yeah.
No, but you don't need to approach 100 people. Definitely not.
Or Diana, go sit at the bar and give people eyes.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm
sure someone will just come over and ask. Or are someone you okay? At the gym.
whoever comes to that, is not who I want to hook up with.
We haven't put any specifications on who. It's just whoever comes to you. It doesn't even need to be a date. It's just like, you know, it can also just be a friendly date. It doesn't have to turn out in sex or friendship in sex or relationship. It can also just be like friendship.
Like a stranger.
Meeting with a friend?
No, not a
like
friend.
I'm gonna meet with like Matthias next week. Does that count?
No, definitely not. Okay.
Are you guys actually meeting?
Yeah, so he's like, he texted Diana, he's like, we're both alcoholics, so we need a drink to stay alive. When are we going to catch up?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, I do, like, I'm meeting up with, like, people. I just don't want to have, it's not, like, sexual at all. I'm meeting up with, like, people that are friends.
Okay, just go for one date, a real date then. Something that can lead into something else. That is
my goal.
All right.
Now.
Yes. All right. What is the task for Winxy? Winxy now moved to...
Oh, I know. FaceTime striptease.
With Eden.
Eden, you need to record that song.
Like, in the background.
Can you send a playlist?
It's like so robotic.
Winxy striptease FaceTime. Okay, we'll report back on it. Eden, what is Eden's nudge for the week?
You guys are already so you guys already explore so much.
Sex at IKEA.
No. I'm gonna say no to that. I'm in Thailand. I don't want to get kicked out.
Oh, sex without brushing your teeth.
Blow job without brushing her teeth.
She already does that. Oh, that's not a task.
Eden, is there anything that you have trouble with?
Maybe I'll try anal again this week.
Nice.
But you give it. Okay, she gave herself a nudge, but okay. One for me, you guys.
Sex in the park. Full of bark.
It's so cool outside.
What about you and Edgar do the sex like bucket list and do one of them?
Okay. The sex bucket list. The to-do sex bucket to-do list.
What's the sex bucket to-do list?
It's what, you know, just having your notes app and then write down what you like and then he can do it as well. It's a shared note app and then we can do it. It's so vanilla. Eh?
Oh, I have one for you. My task for you is... to masturbate in front of Edgar and let him watch you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll put it on a to-do list. Yeah, I'll put it on to-do
list. On the bucket list.
Masturbate in front
of... No, you have to do it. You have to do it.
All right. Do it. Yeah, well, next week we're reporting back, you guys. So you better be doing tasks. I'll be doing it, I hope.
I'm going to turn on Tinder right after this just so I can start... pulling in data, like pulling in people numbers, start with 50 or something. So at least I have 7 days to like try to filter down.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Good talking to you.
Good
have
luck.
A lovely weekend.
Bye-bye. Happy bye. Humping.
Love you.
Gonna get my ass ready now.
Oh,